This is the Texas Standard.
On that issue of back to school, we're learning that COVID-19 cases at Texas's public universities are spiking. This is something anticipated by university and local health officials as students and teachers try to return to some semblance of a normal fall semester. Tracking this uptick, Brittany Brito, she's higher education reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Brittany, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much.
Looks like most major universities in the state are seeing some sort of spike in cases. Where are you seeing the largest outbreaks?
Seeing the largest outbreaks in Texas A&M, they have 747 positive cases and an 11% roughly positive rate. Baylor also has over 700 cases since August 1st. And then also keeping an eye on Prairie View and Sam Houston State. So they've seen upticks since move-in date or the first day of classes. Prairie View has 57 since move-in date, 21 cases in the first 2 days of September alone. Mm-hmm. And then Sam Houston State University numbers keep changing, but they've had 90 positive cases within the last 2 weeks and also about 20 within the first 2 days of September.
And as I understand it, not all these numbers are created equally. I mean, some are including people who have self-reported. Some are including cases that were tracked going back to the start of August, perhaps even earlier. So making comparisons is a little bit difficult. But what I'm curious about is how these universities are trying to deal with this. I mean, are they A, being transparent, and B, what are they doing to try to deal with this rise in numbers?
Yes, so many of the colleges in my coverage area are posting dashboards on their websites or keeping count so we can see, you know, the number of cases week by week, day by day. Testing has really been a big thing, and that varies from school to school. You know, Rice University, whose numbers are pretty low, I think they have about 15 cases, they did rapid testing as soon as students arrived, and they're still testing faculty that are in person weekly. And then, of course, there's discipline and, you know, suspension and making sure students are socially distancing. So Baylor has had to do some of that. They had a bit of a surge in one of their residence halls, had to make sure those students on two affected floors resided in place for about 4 days while they came to test and do contact tracing. Some parties, you know, are happening off campus. So there's some discipline measures happening because of that.
Well, if you're not on campus right now, but you've been on one in the past, I suppose some listeners may wonder, is this a case of college students basically letting the guard down, you know, sort of wanting to be college students? A lot of folks have been cooped up over the summer. They want to socialize. They want to have that college experience. What are you hearing from administrators? What are you seeing? I gather you went to Rice University recently, right?
Yeah, so I would say a lot of university officials are hopeful and do what they need to do to maintain their health of the students. Talking to students, I would say most of the students that I've spoken to are taking it seriously. I have spoken to a couple of students who say they're really bored, and at least one student who thinks his immune system is built like a tank, so he's been hanging out with his friends.
Oh boy. Of course, this has implications for the population at large, too. Is there any talk about perhaps going back to an online-only model where you have universities that have already adopted a hybrid model?
Not that I know of just yet. It seems as though a lot of universities kind of want to maintain this hybrid model, and in some cases will be surveying their community members to see, you know, what they think and what they want. And I think it's something that we have to keep an eye on, especially as Fauci, you know, has said, you know, students shouldn't be returning back to their homes. You know, they should stay on campus in hopes of curbing the spread and not spreading it to their family members or loved ones.
Brittany Brito is higher education reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Brittany, thanks again.
Thanks so much.